This is Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Sumich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hour number three, Ready, Set, Bet here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Matt Brown and Mike Sumich, 2 hours in the books, one to go. Appreciate you guys being with us here on a Sunday. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. And let me tell you, Father's Day for these guys playing at Oakmont. Great. Yeah. Not going well so far, man. I mean, JJ Spahn, he's been unlucky. And while also being unlucky, he has been missing fairways and all this stuff. He's already 3 over through three. He's going to bogey this one too, Mike. So like this is, I'm not going to say take him out of contention because Burns could very well end up finding rough and things as well. But boy, this has been awful for these guys so far. And you just start to look at some of these other ones and go, if any of you guys had played well, like could any of you have played well somewhere along the way, you would be winning this tournament right now, but nobody getting it done. Victor Hovland is, he had to lay up on the par five. So he's going to try to have to do the conventional three shot in birdie, and he did not. So that was short. And so he's not, So Sam Burns, even though he has bogeyed and he has won over for the round, looks like he's in control here, Mike. Like it's so funny.
Yeah. John Rahm birdies, has a birdie setup here at 18 as well. He's now tied for 13th. He is the only player in the top 20 who is under par today, besides Xander Schauffele, who's sitting at one under. He's almost done with his round as well. Three players came into today under par, Matt. Sam Burns, Adam Scott, JJ Spahn. They have played the first 9 combined holes at 6 over between the three of them. Yeah. It is carnage out there right now.
Yeah, I said to you, I'm like, if you're a member at Oakmont, if anyone's listening, you know, you're at the tournament, everyone. But if you're a member,
probably
at Oakmont,
not listening.
Like, is it even fun to play? Like, unless the member tees are like 700 yards shorter or something, and like you can take some of this stuff out of play or whatever. I mean, is it even fun? Like, I look forward to going out and playing at my course. Like, it doesn't seem like you'd look forward to going and playing at this course.
I think it'd be fun. Like, I would not want to be a member, though. I think that's the difference. I think it'd be fun. After watching this weekend, I would love to go play this. Cut the rough a little bit, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, make it 3 inches or something. But I would love to go play this course, assuming I had a spotter, so I didn't have to find my own golf balls, or else I'd lose, like, literally 2 boxes of golf balls playing this course. But after watching it, I'd like to take a shot at it, you know, see if I can drive the green. What do I hit? Is a 300-yard par three. I'm driver, right? So it'd be fun to play some of these holes after watching them for 4 days. But would I want to mentally put myself through that every single time I go golfing at my club? Probably not, Matt.
No.
Probably not.
I'm going to bet you it's one of the highest grossing, like, country club bars in the country. Like, I bet you, like they get done, and it's kind of like you go in and just bury yourself at the bar for a few hours. So you're like, okay.
See, I don't know. But you have 0 hole-in-ones at this course, right? So, like, you have to buy everybody in the clubhouse a beer. So that brings down the cost, right? I'd almost want, like, make it super hard so everyone wants to drink after the round, but also have, like, 400-yard par threes. So you get a lot of hole-in-ones, and it's super difficult.
We're going to tell you about bets that we win. We will tell you about bets that we lose as well. And while it is not while it's not officially done yet, I'm going to go ahead and take the L on the Yuri Perez strikeout prop there. He is at 79 pitches, Mike, so he's not going to go that much further. And he has as many strikeouts today as me and you. So, yes, he has as many 24 foul balls against this guy. Like it's like he was just good enough to where they weren't squaring him up, but he was too much of the plate to where they were getting some of it or whatever. 24 foul balls against him here through 4 innings. So yeah, not going to get that one home, but you know, it's the process over the results, right? I still think that it was a bet that I would make again.
Yeah. Frustrating day on the diamond, Matt. The Bello has 3 walks. The Yankees have 4 hits, but there's someone who got picked off. There's the 0-for-5 in runners in scoring position, just a bunch of messes there. So the Yankees team total over, not going to get home. We'll see if we can get Judge a walk at some point to at least break even inside that game. And then the Pirates, I mean, give up 2 in the bottom of the first. So the under 1.5 on the Cubs goes down as well at plus 128. So frustrating day on the diamond. Hopefully we can turn it around with some of the late bets here.
I know that Paul Skenes is unbelievable. If you're looking to not play a short shot, I mean, Zach Wheeler's gone 5 innings today against the Blue Jays, Mike. 4 hits, no walks, 1 earned. He struck out 8. through five innings. He's lowered the ERA to 2.79. There's still a lot of baseball to be played. He's going to be on a winning team as opposed to Skeens, who is not going to be on a winning team. Not that that should matter. Skeens should have a lot more wins than he has, given how well he's pitched. But just something to keep in mind, right? If you are looking at trying to get involved in some of these markets, just remember, we're less than halfway through the season. So there's a lot of baseball to be played.
Yeah, still plenty of time if you're trying to chase down someone in the Cy Young market. I think it's going to be tough for Skeens not to win, though. In the NL specifically, you're probably going to need an injury or missed starts for him to be able to lose the award, just because people don't care about the wins anymore, Matt. It's not a wins and loss. It's all about the advanced stats now. What is your ERA, expected ERA, strikeouts, all that jazz, and that all pushes towards Skeens. So I think it's an easier time right now to win a Cy Young without having the wins market dominated.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just one of those, I'm saying, what if Skeens takes a little bit of step back, you know, like a small step yeah. back, and Wheeler takes a small step forward? There's worse bets than an 11-1, I think, on Wheeler to be made.
Yes, I would agree with you there, especially with the way he's pitching and the fact that you've got a Phillies team that is playing very good baseball. It's not a big enough price for me. Yeah. I'd want like 20-1 if I'm taking someone against Skeens right now. And I don't see anyone on that list that is entertaining at a number right now, because I just think Skeens is that good, Matt. Like, I think he's that dominant. And at -340, I have no interest in betting him. But at 11-1 on Wheeler, it's not big of enough price for me to fade him.
We've got the Guardians and the Guardians and the Mariners coming at 4:10 Eastern, 1:10 Pacific. This is Luis Ortiz against Emerson Hancock. And you are not trusting either one of these pitchers.
No, I'm not. I mean, both pitchers with 4+ ERAs, the underlying numbers support that they should have 4+ ERAs. These are offenses that are not great. But 8's a pretty low total, Matt, when you got two guys who are pitching in the fives. So I'll take the over 8 here between two offenses that could struggle. So we need to get some offense going here. But give me the Guardians and the Mariners over 8 -105.
Yeah, I stared at this one pretty hard. It's a deal where I know we've talked a ton about the Mariners not hitting the ball. They've actually been hitting the ball okay this year. I mean, like they've actually hit the ball decent. And so you're getting a lineup. I'm looking here. Julio Rodriguez, Cal Raleigh, Polanco, Rosarena. So, I mean, it's everybody you would want in there, you know, for the Mariners. And then, of course, this Guardians team at any given point can hit the ball. They're just kind of, they're the American League version of the Reds. You know, like they hit some days and don't hit other days. Yeah. If I was going to
put, it's a good comp.
Yeah. I would definitely be looking over if that was, if it was the case there in that one as well. Padres and the Diamondbacks. Padres broke my heart yesterday. Absolutely broke my heart yesterday. I had +130. I didn't even have the best of it. Hopefully you guys had +140 out there, an even better number. Should have won that one. Nick Pivetta and Merrill Kelly are going at this one today. This is a different pitching matchup, though, for sure, as Pivetta and Merrill Kelly both actually have been really good this year.
They both have been very good. This is one of those where you've got two pitchers on the bump that have been able to, I think, actually gotten unlucky in a couple of their starts here and are still sitting with ERAs that are in right around the 3.18, 3.48 range there for Pivetta and Kelly, both high strikeout rates as well. This is one where I wanted to take a bet on the pitchers, especially after yesterday's offensive explosion later in the game. I'm going to take the first five under here. You can get under 4.5 in the first five. So I think both of these stars have success today, Matt. And I think that's going to lead us to a lower scoring game, especially early, than what we saw yesterday.
Yeah, this is one of those games where you look and like Merrill Kelly and Nick Pivetta aren't names that like jump off the page to you. You know, they're not names that mm-hmm. they're not sexy names by any stretch of the imagination. But then you go and you look in, you're kind of like, you know, pretty solid. Yeah, like pretty yep. solid on the year. Like, you know, mid threes ERA is fine in Major League Baseball. Both these guys are just solid mid threes dudes with pretty good everything around them. Like, they're what makes them who they are is hard to, it's hard to argue. So I look at this game and I really wanted to play the Padres again as dogs here, Mike, but I don't think I want to pick on Kelly. I don't think I want to do it.
Yeah. I was looking at the numbers here, and I agree. Like Padres dogs would be the route I would take if I was going to play a side. But I think these are good offenses. Well, mm-hmm. I shouldn't say that. The Arizona offense is very good. The Padres offense is up and down. They have the names there, but they don't consistently hit the baseball as much as I would like. I wouldn't be shocked if this is 1-0 either way after five innings, 1-1, like somewhere in there. And then it goes to the bullpens, and I just don't want to have a piece of either of these bullpens. I'm not interested in betting a bullpen game after two good starting pitchers. That's why I focused on the first five under.
Well, and just like that, we have Jackson Merrill is headed to the IL. He's got a concussion, apparently. So
with a baseball yesterday, stealing second.
Yeah, one of the bats for the Padres not going to be in the lineup today. So there's at least that. So that could back up why we don't want to get in on the Padres as well there in that one. We still have the Giants and Dodgers a little bit later. We'll talk about that one, get you guys some insight there into that one. We will bet the cycle a little bit later as well. Only three games to choose from, Mike, so we had to get creative. We had to get a little funky in that, but some bets I actually do like there in that one. Guys, a reminder, ProfitX is a peer-to-peer exchange. If you want to go in and bet over there, you're betting against other people, not the sports book. So you bet against me and Mike if you head on over to ProfitX. Download it, use the promo code VSIN, and you will get up to $200 in profit cash. You can even make your own bets if you want to, see if somebody picks those things up. So again, peer-to-peer exchange, ProfitX. Use promo code VSIN, get up to $200 in profit cash. When we come back, we'll take a look a little bit more into game number five, some Stanley Cup final thoughts, and then, of course, everything going on in the sports world. Ready, set, bet here on VSIN.
Set Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Ready, Set Bet here on VSIN, rolling along here on a Sunday. Mike, 156 of the best golfers in the world teed it up over at Oakmont. Two of them remain under par, and that's just currently. See what happens to Adam Scott.
Currently.
Yeah, with everything. So 156 golfers, only two of them under par as we are into round four here. Again, I know there are some people out there that disagree with me and think of this completely differently. For me, I am okay with a challenge for these guys. I'm not okay to where if every single one of the very best golfers in the world is struggling on a course, Mike, it's probably set up a little bit too hard. Like, sure, there's always going, I mean, people miss the cut at the Masters every year, right? Like good golfers miss the cut at the Masters every year. But if you play well, you still can score at Augusta, right? And like what we're seeing here is there's just no option to even play well here. I mean, everybody's hacking out of these. You can't hold the fairways. Like everyone's hacking out of the 5-inch rough. They're getting in these bunkers you can't get out of and all this. It's just, I don't know. Seems silly to me, but I could be wrong.
I'll take the other side. I don't mind it. If it's once a year, like if this was every week, I agree with you, right? But I don't mind. Like the reason we're seeing all these guys play over par right now, none of them can drive the ball in the fairway and they're not even close. Like it's not a situation where they're 2 feet off the fairway. No, they're like 20, 30 feet off the fairway right now. And so if you're not going to drive the ball, I don't mind seeing you have to play through some adverse conditions. I think it's an interesting mental test too here on a Sunday coming home with who can just play for pars, who can save strokes, because that's going to be as important as anything as birdies here coming down the stretch.
In our Don't Look Now, Mike, glad we didn't play the Holmes under K-prop as he doubled it. He has 15 he has 15 strikeouts against the Rockies and they're losing.
Jeez.
It's 2-1.
Rockies.
2-1 Rockies. They have two hits and Holmes has 15 strikeouts and the Braves can only give him one run.
That was a 1-0 Rockies game for a while with zero hits. So it was a very interesting score before we got all of this absolutely crazy chaos from the strikeouts as well. Yeah, they need to find a way to be able to get some runs on the board here for Holmes, who's pitching phenomenal.
Unbelievable. Red Sox 2-0 over the Yankees. Yankees only three hits here through five and two-thirds innings, actually. Bello has walked three, but he struck out six of these Yankees. And with that, Red Sox, 36-36 on the season, Mike. Been disappointing for sure. But like we said, if you add that together, that's only 72 games. 72 games is less than half the season. Can the Red Sox start to put some stuff together here and maybe make a little bit of a run?
It sure would be nice if they could. I've got them to win the division. I'm not sure if that's still in play just because of how the season has started. Bello, another start that I'm like, I don't know how he's able to keep these runs off the board for him. You mentioned the three hits, the three walks. All of those came in the first four innings. It just was able to dance through the raindrops and find ways to get out of innings. Had a Ben Rice got picked off second base when there were two on. These situations where you wait for the regression to come. We talk about it all the time, though. Just because you think someone's going to regress doesn't mean they regress today. So Bello going to stay on the list of pitchers that I want to play against here as he is having another good outing, which is, again, not something that you would expect considering the underlying numbers.
1-0 Twins over the Astros in the bottom of the fifth. Simeon's Woods Richardson for the Twins, 4 1/3, only giving up one hit. Mike, no walks in 3 Ks. So he is holding this Astros team. They're on the road, by the way, this Twins team. So holding this Astros team at home to only one hit through 4 1/3.
Yeah, this is an Astros team that's been playing well. They've won 4 straight, put up 10 runs those 4 games, 40-30 on the season, now first in the AOS. So impressive performance here from Woods Richardson.
In the Royals, 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth over the A's. Noah Cameron, 4 innings, 6 Ks for him already. So that K prop has hit for Noah Cameron. This A's team swinging and missing all over the place. Soderstrom, who has been one of their better bats, actually getting the day off today as well, Mike. So it was a less intimidating lineup for this Royals team going up against the A's that, as we talked about over the last couple of weeks, are now playing like the A's that we thought they were going to be. They are 28-44 on the season and are definitely one of the worst teams in all of baseball.
Yeah, they came off the frisky list. Yeah. We talked about them about 3 weeks ago being a team that could possibly be frisky. If they're not hitting, they're not going to be because the pitching not good enough to keep them in game. So it's a team where it might be what looked like it was going to be an interesting one to be able to bet. And now not really interested in betting this A's team. Interested in playing some overs still in Sacramento, especially as the weather heats up. I do think the lineup will get a little bit hotter, but not a team I want to back from a money line perspective.
2-2, bottom of the fourth, Pirates and the Cubs. Keller, 3 1/3, 3 hits given up. He's walked a couple, only struck out 1, 2 earned for him. Ray, 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned. He's walked 1 and struck out a pair. So that's where we sit in the bottom of the fourth in Chicago.
Yeah, frustrated that the Cubs got the early runs in this game because this is one of those spots where the weather's blowing in. Keller has been pitching pretty well. He hasn't struck out very many people, so just the 1K. Maybe an in-game under. Like, it feels like this is going to be one of those games where the runs came early. Both teams scored 2 in the top of the first. We haven't seen a single one cross the plate since. Total sitting at 7.5, though. It's a little bit short for the rest of this game here. I wish we were getting like 8.5, 8 number, and then I might be a little interested, but 7.5 feels a little low.
Holmes strikes out 15 Rockies, but a guy hits a solo homer, so he's out of the game. You know, because that's the way, you know, because baseball makes sense, you know, like whatever. He's struck out 15 of them. He gives up a solo homer and he gets pulled. So 6 1/3 for Holmes, 2 hits, 1 earned, 2 walks and 15 strikeouts for Grant Holmes.
Not bad. Pretty good day at the office. Yeah. Not going to get the win, though.
We over at VSiN.com, we have experts for every single sport. So if you're going in there, yeah, you're going to find the traditional sports stuff, and we have tons of different opinions on all that. But we have people that are following golf. We have people that are following horse racing, Mike. We have people that are following tennis as well. And so an article over there, Zach Cohen already getting an early look here on what we might see over at Wimbledon. So you can go in and get his thoughts on some of the people that he likes over on the women's side. Sabalenka at 3-1, Rybakina at 6-1, Coco at 6.5-1, and then Iga at 8-1 are people that he is looking at least right now. Over on the men's side of things, as you would imagine, Alcaraz and Sinner, he really likes both of those dudes, sitting at 150 and 160, though he does mention Draper at 10-1. And Menzik at 50-1 is maybe some long shot guys that you could play there in that one. But a full article, Mike, up over at VSiN.com on Wimbledon.
With how Alcaraz and Sinner are playing, it would be very difficult for me to go in on anybody but the two of them, especially Wimbledon and grass, a service they both handle pretty well. I just hope we keep getting them in the finals, Matt. That French Open final, which we got to experience together, was such a great match. Yeah. It would be great to just see these guys bang heads. And hopefully, like we said, get a third guy in there eventually who comes up. But while we have these two who are clearly the best in the sport and clearly would be, I'm not going to say generational players, but trending toward that level, it would be great to just see them consistently play each other in major finals.
Yeah, I look on the women's side and, you know, I think that you're probably going to be a little bit more compelled to make some bets over on the women's side of things. I mean, you know, Coco at 650, I mean, you're getting 6.5 to 1 on your money. Yeah, I mean, I know Sabalenka is the favorite there at 3 to 1, but one, we see volatility on the women's side a little bit more as it is anyway. We know in Wimbledon, if you can just like catch lightning in a bottle serving too, like your big serves pay off even more at Wimbledon than they do anywhere else. And so I think for me, I'm be much more apt to playing one of the bigger numbers over on the women's side than I would on the men's side.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the odds board, right? Like 3 to 1, that's a longer price than both of the favorites on the men's side. And then you just have a smattering of people that you can get between that 6 to 1 and 15 to 1 price. It feels like it's just a better place to take a shot. And if you like the favorite, you're getting a better price than either of the men's, the top of the men's draw as well. So yeah, if I'm taking a shot here, I would be taking a shot on the women's side. Maybe you get 8 to 1. That's not a terrible price there.
Guys, if you are not already a VSiN Pro subscriber, $199 will get you an entire year. So we're going to give you a discount. And if you use the promo code BOOK whenever you go in and sign up for that year, we'll actually send you a free book. So you're going to get the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook from Josh Applebaum included in all of that. Now, what do you get for a VSiN Pro subscription? You'll get an email in your email box every single day, summarizing all of the plays for the hosts and the guests across the network. Mike, you're going to get the video feed in the app. You're going to get the betting splits page and all of the betting guides that we produce as well. And you and I continue to say this, probably the most value you get is these betting guides, because you're going in, it's hard to keep up where all the free agents land, all the coaching changes, where are all these people doing? What does it look like? What's the depth chart, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we're going to put that all out for you, and specifically in the NFL betting guide that's going to be coming up shortly.
Yeah, NFL betting guide going to be out here inside of the next month. It's a great time to get those bets into your account before you start to see the juice move on some of those as well. And I always love the college basketball betting guide that comes out too, Matt, and college football as well. With so much movement in college sports, it's impossible to keep up for most people with that, where everyone is going, the head coaching changes we see, the transfer portal moves that we see. And both of those guides really help you prep for those seasons.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, again, it's just invaluable. It just saves you the time. I mean, like, you know, it's just so much time to do all that research, to have it all right there for you. It really does pay for the subscription alone right there. What does that US Open leaderboard look like? And also, we're going to bet the cycle when we come back.
Welcome back to Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Dicey over at Oakmont. Victor Hava lips out on a birdie putt. Oh, my gosh. Which would have taken him to one under. Oh, massive for him to get him to one under, because Burns is likely to bogey where we sit right now. Sam Burns is your current leader. I will say current because, like I said, looks like he is going to bogey. Adam Scott is lining up for a lengthy birdie putt right now. He is one stroke off the lead. And like we said, Victor Hovland just had a birdie putt lip out, which would have been just absolutely massive for him. And Adam Scott has left himself a little bit of work here to clean up for par. A little bit longer than he would like, that's for sure. So 3 under for Burns, 2 under for Scott, even par for Victor Hovland. Tyrrell Hatton and JJ Spahn are both at 1 over. JJ Spahn is now 4 over through 5 holes. He has just had a disastrous start to this thing. A little bit of bad luck to go along with some bad shots. And he is all but played his way out of this thing, Mike, though I guess weirdness could occur, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a massive par putt here on 6. He's got about a 12-footer for par. If he's able to sink it and stay at 1 over, you think, okay, maybe he can get there's a couple gettable holes coming up.
So there,
but man, if you don't make this, it's your day's probably done.
Yeah, he did not.
He missed it.
Yes. So that is going to be 1, 2, 3, 5 of the first 6 holes bogeyed for JJ Spahn. So
we talked about Spawn before this round, where it's just like he putted unbelievably well in round one. His ball striking was incredible in round two. His scrambling in round one was so good. He was just consistent yesterday. It's like at some point this has got to end. Like you're going to run into the bad side of variance, and he very much is running into the bad side of variance today.
So Burns misses his par putt. He is going to tap in for bogey. So as we sit currently, Adam Scott and Sam Burns atop the leaderboard, but Scott has a tester coming back to save par.
That Hovland lip out on six could play out huge. I mean, if he was sitting here one under, one back of Burns, and if Scott misses, that could have just been a very huge pickup for Hovland.
And when this is all said and done, they might get what they want, and they might get the winner of this tournament over par.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, you can't ignore Hatton either. Hatton's even for the day through six. He's the only one of the top six finishers right now, or six people on the leaderboard, that is even par or better. He's only through six. Yeah. He's got holes to catch up. He's sitting there at one over. He's in play.
If you don't like Tyrrell Hatton, unfortunately for you, you're about to see a bunch of his shots, because he's now a real contender here in this tournament. So again, Adam Scott at 200, Sam Burns at 200, Victor Hovland even par. One over is Tyrrell Hatton. And so we shall see how this thing plays out. A lot of golf here in that tester for Adam Scott coming, and he does answer it. So there we go. Through five, Adam Scott, Sam Burns are tied for the lead. All right, Mike, let's look again with only a few late games to choose from here, guys. So I'll let you know if I love the bet or if I just like the bet. So it's kind of how I had to play this. But my single in our bet the cycle here, which again is just goes easiest bets to toughest bets, not necessarily single bet or double bet or whatever. I played the Mariners minus 117 for me, Mike. Again, this is one I'll just say I like, don't love. It was mainly because I have to play one of these later games. And I think if I was going to come in and play one of these later games, this would be where I would like to go. Like I said, the Seattle's actually hit the ball like much better of late. I looked at their lineup. All the dudes are in the lineup for them this week. I know you'd like the over in this. So if we're going to go the over in this thing, well, could the over come at the expense of Ortiz? Let's hope so. So Mariners minus 117 for me.
That was a nice setup there for my single here. I'm going to play over eight Guardians Mariners minus 105 as my single. And I did bet this one. So this is a bet that's in my account. So I do like this one. And I agree with you. Definitely had to stretch a little bit more today to bet the cycle with just three games going on here. And to help support that over, producer Corey putting up his single with Jose Ramirez, 2+ total bases. I would love for that to happen. That is a positive for the over as well. So he's going to go Jose Ramirez, 2+ total bases, plus 120. All three of those single bets from that Guardians Mariners game, Matt.
My double, we talked a lot about this game earlier, and I actually do like this bet at plus money for sure. A little alt under at the flat eight on the Padres and Diamondbacks. Like we said, it is not a sexy matchup if you don't know a ton about baseball. If you go in and look and you see Pivetta against Kelly, you're going like, okay, I don't really care about this game. Both these dudes have been solid this year. And if you take a look, we just mentioned San Diego going to be without one of their star bats in this game. And so I will take an alt under here, because like right now, Mike, if you look, like it's 8.5 and it's like, you got to pay, like it's a little bit juicy there for all that. So I'll take it down, take the plus money at the flat eight on the under. I think Pivetta and Kelly can hold these offenses down. So give me that as my double.
I like it. I played under 4.5 first five in that game. So I wouldn't mind going to the under eight, because that probably means we get the first five home as well. Double for me. Wanted exposure on this Dodgers lineup taking on Kyle Harrison for the Giants today. So I went with Shohei Ohtani, 3+ hits, runs, and RBIs, plus 100. I'm likely leading off for the Dodgers today, and should have opportunities to be able to knock some in if he's not able to get the hits and the runs parts of this. His two hits, just two total bases, two hits, looked at all of that jazz as well. But I liked hits, runs, RBIs, 3+ the most of that possible segment. So with those Shohei Ohtani, 3+ hits, runs, RBIs at plus 100 for my double. For Corey's double, he's going to go with Luis Ortiz, 7+ Ks here, sitting at plus 230. So he is going to see if he can get some strikeouts out of this Guardians game. So he's heavily invested Guardians Mariners here, Matt.
Gross. I don't like that bet. That bet's gross. Let's not go there. Triple for me, Dustin May, 7+ strikeouts. This is at plus 340. So I jacked this up a little bit, and here's the deal. May is not a high K rate guy, but he's about a league average K rate guy. I wanted, you know, for the triple, we needed to get a bigger number in here, Mike. So I jacked up his 5.5 to 7 plus to get the 340. It's a stretch, I think, to get him there. You're talking about a Giants team that is about middle of the pack in K rate over the last couple of weeks, sitting at about 22%. So for me to have a chance in this, I'm going to definitely need 6 innings out of May, probably going to need 6 plus out of May in this to give this one a chance to get home. But for a little bit of a bigger number, this is where I had to go.
Yeah, you got to swing in these triples and doubles, and I did the same thing here. I looked through all of the batter pitcher data today in these late 3 games. Only one player jumped out to me as someone who has really been raking off of that specific pitcher, and that's Fernando Tatis Jr. We'll take his home run prop, plus 475. I actually did sprinkle on this one as well. He's faced Merrill Kelly 25 times, so decent sample size, has 8 hits in those 25 at-bats. Has 4 dingers in those 8 hits, though, Matt. So he's taking Merrill Kelly deep 4 times already in his career. We'll see if we can make it number 5 for Fernando Tatis, plus 475 to go yard today for the Padres. Corey going to the Padres as well here. He's going to go to Nick Pivetta as his triple here. 7 plus Ks for Pivetta, plus 265. I'd like for this one to get home as well, as would you. It would help our underplays in this
game. Yes, I would like that one to get home for sure. And my home run, Teoscar Hernandez, 5 plus HRR. So hits, runs, RBI. Teoscar Hernandez just is a lefty masher. So I'm, again, this lineup is not out yet. So I'm just, we are assuming. Actually, it just came out and he is hitting in the 3 hole. Okay, so there we go. So hitting in the 3 hole, Mike. And so I'm going to get a lot of at bats for him in this game. And again, he's a lefty masher. So give me Teoscar Hernandez in this one. Actually, if he were able to produce 5 plus hits, run, RBI, plus 450.
I don't mind it, and it kind of coincides with what I was looking for. I wanted more exposure to the middle of this Dodgers lineup, because if I'm going to pick on any pitcher today in these 3 games, it's Harrison for me. Give me Freddie Freeman, 2 plus RBIs, plus 500. He'll be hitting right behind Teoscar Hernandez in the lineup. He's hitting in the 4 hole with Ohtani, Betts, and Hernandez in front of him. Love that spot from an RBI producing perspective. So we'll round it out with Freeman, 2 plus RBIs at plus 500. And producer Corey going to Helio Ramos here, plus 450 for the Giants to go yard. So he's going to go with a home run prop as his home run play. And that's Ramos home run plus 450 to close it out, Matt.
Guys, we talked about our horse picks a little bit earlier. We didn't get home on the one, but it's fine. It's still fine.
The pick 6 didn't hit. We might be going here. Let me check.
Okay. Well, we didn't get the pick 6, but that's okay. I mean, that's tough. We got to pick winners of 6 different races. That's not going to be that easy. But if you want to play along with us in all of the different picks each and every day, remember, there are races somewhere every single day where you can bet along with Mike and company, all of our horse racing experts at FirstBet. FirstBet.com, 1STBET.com. VSiN 200 is your promo code. And when you do that, you get a 20% rebate on all your wagers for the first 60 days, up to $200. You can place your bets in the app and then watch the races happen right there in the app as well. So again, VSiN 200 is your code. FirstBet.com today. Well, man, we are in for it here over at the US Open. Oakmont is showing its teeth for sure. We're down to 2 players under par for the entire tournament. Adam Scott and Sam Burns, even par Victor Hovland, and everybody else, Mike. Every single other player that teed it up is at least 1 over par. So guessing we're going down to the wire in this one, because bogeys and double bogeys are definitely out there. Put a bow on this episode when we come back.
Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Final segment, Ready, Set, Bet here on a Sunday. Matt Brown and Mike Somich. We have a bogey from Adam Scott. It is now Sam Burns again at the top of the leaderboard at 2 under. 1 under for Adam Scott, even par for Victor Hovland, 1 over for Tyrrell Hatton. And I guess at this point we should mention Carlos Ortiz and JJ Spahn are sitting there at 2 over. So not dead yet. And if we're looking here, I know you hate it. I hate it as well with the Bob McIntyre tickets, but he not put three bogeys on the card today, we'd probably be taking him a little bit more seriously. Oh. Unfortunately, he is now on the back nine, so he might run out of holes.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to get it to even, maybe one over, and hope that everyone comes back. I mean, that's the only logical route for McIntyre at this point. But yeah, he eagles the par five on the front nine. He birdies nine, one of the hardest holes on the course. And then he just coughs up three strokes on three of the other holes. And that really comes back to haunt him on a front nine he could have gone pretty low on.
Scottie Scheffler's going to hate himself when this is all said and done.
Oh, like he's lipped out two birdies today, too.
Yeah, he could have won. I mean, he doubled three. If he doesn't double three, Mike, he's sitting at plus two right now. And we're probably thinking, oh, my God, he's going to win this thing. Like, I mean, that's yep. probably what we're thinking with all this. But he is going to be very upset with this.
Rom leader in the clubhouse right now at plus four. That's not going to get it done. But if you put up plus one, if Scheffler was in there plus two right now, he can go one under for the rest of the round. It's got a shot, right? Like, yeah. There's a chance that everyone just comes back two, three strokes here.
Well, I guess it is worth saying it did come through that there is a weather system moving through north of where they're at right now. But the problem is it could produce lightning. And if they see lightning, then they have to delay the round. And so I don't know if anybody has a strong feeling about who that may or may not help out there. But that could be a possibility here sometime in the next hour.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that would favor. I look at the top of the board. Like, it feels like Burns, Scott, and Hovland all could handle it pretty well. So I don't think any of those three really gets an advantage over the others if we do see any type of a rain in the system. I would say it probably does favor the three of them versus the guys down on the board, though, because if we do have a delay, we do have some water on the course, maybe it makes it a little easier for them versus this thing keep drying out and just getting harder and harder, Matt.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, the problem we've seen is they're having trouble holding the fairways. Obviously, a little bit of moisture could just make these fairways a little softer, which could help with that. So that is something that could be in play here. But again, we'll let you know. That is, they're saying 45-ish minutes away is this cell system or something. So we'll be off air, but they'll keep you updated here on the network for sure. Let's get to our best bets, our GBank best bets here, Mike. Only a couple of games in the afternoon that haven't started yet. So those are ones that we will have to kind of look at here. The other thing for me, as like I said, I did play turnovers for Tyrese Halliburton. So I think that's something you can still find that out there. And the juice hasn't gotten just incredibly away from you yet. That is something that I would be looking at. Mike, you think his usage is going to be up in this game? And if he's going to be firing and he's going to have the ball in his hands constantly, well, that just gives the other team more chances to take the ball away from him or for him to make a bad pass or whatever it might be. And so I played over 1.5 turnovers. And if you can find that without incredible juice on it, it's something I do like. I like that play a lot.
Yeah, you can get Halliburton right now 25.5 points plus assists. I kind of like that look. I do think he just is going to be more aggressive on the offensive side. I did play the under in the game, Matt, under 224 yesterday. We're seeing now 223.5 enter the market. Watching these two teams, it looked like no one wanted the ball in the fourth quarter. Like, there's just a lot of people who are scared to shoot it. Now you're 2-2 in the NBA Finals. You've got two teams that play very aggressive defense, very good transition defense. So despite the pace, you're still seeing these games lean toward the under. I like the under at 224 there tomorrow night. For the afternoon games here, I played Guardians, Mariners over 8. Two pitchers on the bump. They're sporting 4-plus ERAs. Both of their underlying numbers support those 4-plus ERAs. And we're getting minus 105 on the over 8 here between two teams that don't light the ball up but can hit. And so we'll go with Guardians, Mariners over 8, minus 105. Play the Padres, Diamondbacks, first five, under 4.5, minus 110 as well. This is two pitchers I want to bet on in Merrill Kelly and the San Diego starter as well, Nick Pivetta. Both of them have been pitching well. Both the underlying numbers support their current ERAs. So we'll go under 4.5, first five there, Diamondbacks and Padres. One horse bet still out there if you want to get it in. Gulfstream Park, race number 8, the number 6, California Frolic. 7-2 on the morning line. Played that one as well. And then for game six of the NHL Finals, Matt, I've got Ekblad 3-plus shots at plus 200. We talked about him quite a bit yesterday. He went over a shot prop we gave out yesterday at 2 shots. He had 6 total attempted shots, 2 on goal, 2 blocked, 2 missed. He's playing on power play 1. If he's getting those minutes, I do think he gets the shot. So we'll take Ekblad 3-plus shots, plus 200. And time for an under for the first time in the Stanley Cup Finals. Give me first period under 1.5, plus 105.
Well, I can tell you something real quick. I'll let you guys know about the G-Bank trifecta that we got running right now. It's a $500 trifecta from G-Bank First Bet and from VEASAN. You open a G-Bank Visa signature card. In the first 90 days, if you deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet, it'll trigger the $500 trifecta, $200 cash back on that signature card. You also get a $100 deposit match from First Bet, and then we'll give you a VEASAN Pro subscription to round things out. VEASAN.com/GBank. That is VSIN.com/GBank. One-time promotion limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions do apply. VEASAN.com/GBank. So, Mike, I would have hit the fifth race, but the sixth race, how in the world did I not bet Nana's Corn Muffin, who wins the sixth
the name
race?
Is strong. It was so frustrating, man. The two horse ran second, and the eight's my second pick in the race, and the thing wins at 8-1. It's just so frustrating in horse racing sometimes.
I mean, how I must not have looked. I threw this together too quickly. I was under the gun. It was like the race was about to start. If there was one name in this whole thing, you would have said, Matt, you bet Nana's Corn Muffin for sure. And I didn't bet Nana's Corn Muffin, so I'd have been bumped in race six anyway. So I'd have been booted anyway.
Did you have a Nana who made good corn muffins?
You know, no, but I will say this. Corn muffins are very underrated. And if you can get like corn muffin, like corn muffins are legit. And I will take a good corn muffin over a roll any day. Now, there are few exceptions to the rule. Sometimes you can get just a fantastic roll. And like, you know, and that will trump just about everything. But most of the time, a good corn muffin trumps a roll.
I often judge barbecue joints, obviously, on the brisket.
Yeah.
But their cornbread has to be on point. If you are a very good barbecue joint, you've got to have good corn muffins or cornbread.
I am. Do you like the skillet cornbread too? Do you know, they just bring it out to you in the, I mean, that is absolutely
delicious. Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah. By the way, the Rockies, now that they, you know, all you did was have your starting pitcher strike out 15. So you pulled him whenever he gave up one little. Yeah, it's 7-1 now, Colorado. So good choice there by Atlanta Braves, who we keep waiting to turn it around. Yeah, who we keep waiting for it to turn it around, Mike, and they just refuse to do it. So,
yeah,
pretty glad I don't have a ticket on them.
We might have to give up on them. I have a World Series ticket on them at 25-1. You can get a much better number now. I guess that's the only thing I'd have. They're not winning the division, so they'd have to get in a wild card and then make a run. I still think they have the talent. But like the way they're playing is just an absolute mess at this point.
So we talked about the trade earlier, Desmond Bain, and what that brought. And then it's like, how do we get Giannis even out of Milwaukee, right? And then like you bring up the Spurs, and they do at least, you know, you get the number two pick in the draft. So it's not a mythical first round pick that could be anywhere and all of this. It's like, no. You would get the two. Now we'd have to add in some other ones, but you know, whatever. Mike, it seems as if literally every single rumor involves the Spurs in some way, shape, or form. Should we go ahead and just make a bet on the Spurs now before they make a move? Because the number is going to crater once they actually do something. So it's like, should we go ahead and preemptively bet on the Spurs, even if it's not Giannis? I mean, Durant or whoever. I mean, like it seems like the Spurs are connected to everything that's going on out there in the NBA.
Yeah, I don't hate it. The problem is they've actually been bet down. They were as high as 25-1 to win next year's NBA title. They're down to 16-1 now. So you're starting to see some of this rumor mill baked into their price. If I was going to go anything, I would take the Western Conference winner on the Spurs. You can get that at 11-1. I would rather play that than the 16-1 NBA finals just because of the pricing delta there. But yeah, I agree with you. I think you want to have some exposure to the Spurs if you believe all of these summer rumors, but they're connected to Durant. They're connected to Giannis. Like and they have the assets to go get one of these guys as well. So and they might keep the number two pick. Like they could get Durant without giving up the number two pick if they wanted to. So there are ways for them to really be able to continue to bolster this roster. And oh, by the way, Victor Wembanyama, he should be pretty good next year again. Like he should continue to improve as he gets a little bit older. You get a full season with De'Aaron Fox. Castle's still there. Like it's a good roster, Matt.
Scottie Scheffler, 3-putt bogeys from 8 feet. His tournament is officially over. 2 under Sam Burns, 1 under Adam Scott, even par Victor Hovland. Who the hell knows how this is going to end up? But we're all going to be watching it. For Mike, I'm Matt. Good luck on all your bets.